Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Katie Neal from Odyssey Country. We are here in New York City for International Women's Day in the Hard Rock Artist Lounge with one of our leading ladies, Maren Morris. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a second.
I know, it has. Chatted, I don't think I've seen you maybe in a year, but it's really fun to be here on International Women's Day, especially.
In New York.
In New York, one of our favorite places. How have you been?
I've been good. Yeah. Just writing a ton, doing a couple of shows, and I was just saying to my friends that I potty trained my son, so that's been my month.
How did that go?
It was good. Yeah. I mean, it's like it's a rocky one with boys, but he's doing so well. We're Aww. So proud. It's like such an amazing milestone to get past because you're like, okay, sure. Phew, we're out of the diaper.
Well, I'm sure it just
era.
Changes, like, you can leave the house a little more freely, too. Yeah. Like, you're not, like, worried about, like, oh, did we bring everything we need?
Yeah, or, yeah.
So that's got to be really nice. I was laughing at your post. It was, like, my hummingbird is now, like, the size of an ostrich. He's getting so big. Yeah. You got, like, Ryan's giant child.
I know. When I hold him, because I'm 5'1", I mean, he takes up over half of me. He looks
really?
Like
oh
a kindergartner on me. But, yeah, he's turning 3 this month. So
oh my
it's flying by.
Is he excited? Like, does he realize his birthday is coming now?
In theory,
kind
I don't
of.
Know what quite connects at this mm-hmm. level of development, but no, he's excited. We're doing a little petting zoo thing again, and he's in a big like animal phase
That'll
for the
so
last
much fun.
2 years.
That's awesome. You mentioned that you've been writing a lot, and you've been like teasing that, kind of like playing some demos and stuff. What can you say like about the next chapter of music that you're working on right now?
I mean, it's thus far pretty confessional, and I mean, I feel like it's a rock realm it's going into.
Really?
Yeah, I don't quite know what it is yet. They're just demos, so I kind of find out when I get in the studio. But yeah, it's like super confessional diary, like
feel very like vulnerable.
Visceral. Yeah, super vulnerable, but like fun too. So I don't know. On my last record, it was during the pandemic. So we tried to just do what we could during that time where everything was remote. Doing Zoom sessions, whatnot. And this feels like, you know, we're back.
Yeah. It's funny, like talking to everyone about their pandemic album and then the album that comes after, it feels like such a like a swing in a different direction, or a leap is a good way to describe it.
Yeah. I think my last record was super internal and organic feeling, tons of like guitars, steel guitar. Mm-hmm. It felt like very organic country. And this one is going in a more rock direction.
I'm very excited for that.
Anger?
Though.
I don't know. Like it's really fun. I'm excited because it's just like all my influences are getting barfed out on this one.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm obviously a huge fan of the music and always really excited. So that'll be fun when we finally get to hear that.
Thanks.
And then you recently just celebrated your 10-year anniversary of moving to Nashville, and you posted, you know, like a great like letter to yourself almost. But what do you feel like in the last 10 years when you think of like, you know, maybe the top 2 or 3 most memorable moments to you? What stands out?
Oh, I mean, in music or just
either.
In general?
Like, whatever you think of.
I mean, definitely the first time Ryan and I were paired together to write a song.
Yeah.
That felt like a pretty big milestone, just because now we're married and have a son and can still write together. But, you know, I think the turn of the dial for me was, I think, probably winning Best New Artist at the CMA Awards back in 2016. That was a big shift for me just career wise and maybe like winning Song of the Year for The Bones. That was like a really special moment because it's like the award I dreamt of as a songwriter, and it was a song that meant so much to me and kind of crossed over. So it just like, yeah, that was a big moment for me for sure.
So many the big moments to celebrate of the last 10 years. And now I feel like one of them that you've got to be excited about is going on tour with the Chicks.
Oh yeah.
Like, as a Texan too, well, is that like a huge thing for you? Like, what are you most excited about for this?
I mean, so many things. I think like, I don't open for a ton of people.
I was going to say, when I saw that, I was like, that does, you know, this seems like the perfect fit.
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's such a full circle moment for me because they're from my neck of the woods in North Texas. They just paved so much, I think blazed such a trail for women like me in country music to have a voice and stand up for what you believe in. And they're just badasses. So I think what I'm looking forward to most is just, I've never met them, not yet.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm That'll excited so to fun. Just get to know them and like pick their brain and just become friends and then also cry to Cowboy Take Me Away at front of house every night.
Right. Yeah. They're one of those acts that I feel like everyone lately has been releasing like their own documentaries. And I'm like, when are the Chicks going to do that? Because I feel like they would do such a good one.
Well, they did one. I think it was called Shut Up and Sing.
That was a while ago. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, not a current one. Mm. So yeah, I would love to kind of see into their process.
Dive back into that. Right.
Yeah.
And then tonight you are going to be sharing the stage for Leading Ladies with Ingrid Andress, Jax, and Bebe Rexha. Are there any songs that you're like especially excited to hear or just spend more time with anyone?
Yeah, I just saw BB and she's so sweet.
She's like, so sweet and so beautiful.
I know. Oh my gosh. I was like, holy shit. I did not have full glam for this. She looks amazing. But no, I hope she does Meant to Be, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she's just crushing it. I saw her do like a show at a football game, like a month or so ago. And she like had just banger after banger.
Right.
And then seeing Ingrid is always great. She's just an incredible songwriter. And I don't think I've worked with Jax. So I'm excited to see.
That'll be very fun. Ingrid and I were just talking about this. You know, I feel like as women, we're at our best when we're supporting each other and rooting for each other. Are there any like up and coming female artists that you're really excited about in the genre right now?
In the country genre. Yeah. I mean, there's so many. I haven't listened to a ton of like new music lately because I've been
I'm sure
in
especially
the,
when you're like doing your own stuff, it's hard.
Yeah, because it's like you want to get inspired, but you also don't like want to have
much,
fresh
yeah.
stuff because you just I get like really paranoid if I'm gonna like be on top of some other
oh, I
person's
see what you're
sound.
Saying.
So when I'm in the like writing studio cave, I really have to like shut other music out. But she's not in country, but like Ethel Kane, that record was incredible. I can't stop talking about it.
I want to check that out.
Yeah, amazing concept record. It's wild, like the story that you kind of go down with that one. But the song American Teenager is like the big hit from the record, and it's just like one of those I wish I'd written.
That's amazing. I'll have to check that out. That's why I always love asking because I feel like everybody knows somebody different that like, you know, deserves a great shout out or an endorsement for someone like you. That'll be huge. So that's so great. And then what advice do you give to up and coming artists? Because I'm sure like a lot of girls turn to you too that are like, hey, I'm going through this or like, what would you recommend? So like, what is, you know, the top advice that you feel like you're usually giving?
I mean, I think it's not like,
there's no blanket
wildly,
statement, basically.
Yeah, it's not unique advice, but I think kind of hammering it into your head over the years because, like, people will be, like, extremely excited and, like, pulling at you every which way in those first, you know, couple of years. And then you sort of settle into your artistry. Mm-hmm. And that can be scary, too, because you're like, oh, my gosh, this pacing is, like, you know, different from what I'm mm-hmm. used to. But I think just like take it all in stride, go to shows, be inspired. Don't be afraid to experiment with your music. I think especially on album twos, you want to kind of shock and challenge your fans because mm-hmm. you don't want to get pigeonholed into the same thing every time. Like you,
exactly.
And fans are not stupid. They are really smart and they are there with you every step of the way. So I think challenging your fans, standing up for yourself, standing up for others, paying it forward, all of that, like it has, been resoundingly true for me. And I've had so many people give me like a hand when I needed it and, you know, put me on the road. Like my first tour was with Keith Urban. Like that was such a, you know, huge moment for me having never toured at that level. So, I mean, yeah, I've had a ton of people give me like great insight over the years. And I think just be a student, like study people, study your heroes. Why did they get where they are and do it in your own way? But absolutely, like, figure out the rule book on like how they did their thing.
Mm, that's so interesting. The first thing that you were talking about, let me think about it. I always notice that with artists, like in the beginning, they're pulled every which way. It's like the first album you watch somebody and I'm like, they can't hardly focus. There's so much going on. Then usually like by the time the second album comes around, you kind of see people like, oh no, I know what I want to say. I know what I want to do. And it's always so interesting to watch people like go through those phases. So I feel like that's really great advice.
Yeah, that was like a Missy Elliott piece of advice.
Missy Elliott gave you that piece of advice?
No, not me. It was like a quote of hers, but I love her so much. Yes. I died when she came out at the Grammy Awards. But no, she recommended like on your sophomore record, because like everyone's afraid of that sophomore slump.
Yeah, as they unfortunately call it.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, I get it, but it's also, it's just so much pressure and so rushed when you make a second record most of the time. So I think her saying that, like, just do something wildly different from your first, because then people like know to be surprised every time, and you don't have to have that anxiety of like, is anyone going to get this?
Advice from another amazing woman, Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott, yes.
Mary Morris, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being one of our Odyssey leading ladies.
Thank you for having me back.
Happy International Women's Day.
Oh yeah, that too. Amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.